May 17, 2022. The Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development joins the rest of the globe in celebrating the International Day of Plant Health. Plant health and adjacent concerns for soil health was brought into sharp focus on the inaugural International Day of Plant Health. This comes as the Research and Development Division of the Agriculture Ministry hosted a showcase featuring displays of various elements within the area of plant health. Thematic concerns such as alternatives to pesticide use and pest incursions were highlighted, all in an effort to bring about awareness and increase discourse on the connection between food security, sustainable agriculture, a stable socioeconomic reality, and plant health. Chief Plant Research Officer attached to the Plant Research and Development Division, Hannah Romaine, explains that plants are the source of the air we breathe and most of the food we eat. She says the exhibition sheds light on issues affecting plant health and steps that can be taken to address them. We have worked with key agencies in ensuring that the health of our plants is maintained. Through the work that we do and our work program, we've worked with farmers in ensuring that we develop innovative techniques in protecting our plants. I am happy that this day really and truly embraces all of our partner, our farmers, exporters, importers, the florists, everybody, because we do understand how important it is to safeguard our plants. Representative of the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture (IICA) to the Eastern Caribbean States, Greg Rollins, highlights that his organization has undertaken several initiatives geared at supporting plant health in St. Lucia, including the development of updated plant health regulations for St. Lucia. In reaffirming IICA's ongoing support to the Research and Development Division in its quest to implement a robust suite of actions to build resilience in plant and soil health, Mr. Rollins has signaled the deepening of ties between the Ministry of Agriculture and IICA in 2022. We wish to reiterate to everyone our commitment to supporting stakeholders here in St. Lucia, Indiana, their efforts to protect and safeguard plant life. Without plant life, there would be no human existence, and therefore we need to do all that we can to safeguard plant life, not only here in St. Lucia, but around the globe. The initiative was aimed to raise national awareness on how protecting plant health can help end hunger, reduce poverty, protect the environment, and boost economic development in St. Lucia. The head of the Taiwan Technical Mission, Daniel Lee, commends the Plant Research and Development Division for organizing this initiative and emphasizes the importance of protective agriculture and environmentally friendly practices, cultivating with sustainability in mind. We must be mindful of what it is to keep plants healthy and to take care and preserve this resource as much as possible. With plants accounting for a large portion of the food we consume, and in order to ensure our country's food security, the Ministry of Agriculture remains committed to raising awareness of the importance of plant health to our livelihood, economy, and survival.